And now it's over to the news desk with Susanna Nieves and Mike Hudson. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Díaz-Canel denounces campaign to discredit the Cuban Revolution.
Cuban announces first cases of COVID-19.
Trump suspends all travel from Europe to the U.S. to fight coronavirus, UK exempted.
Cuban foreign minister says the U.S. is the main violator of human rights.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel denounced the existence of a slander campaign to discredit the revolution, trying to deny its achievements. During the assembly to review the annual work of the Ministry of Culture held on Wednesday, the president urged the country to think and act from the perspective of culture in a context marked by the intensification of the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade of Cuba. The president noted that one of the most notable challenges of the moment stems from the U.S. government's attempts to prevent fuel from reaching the island. The blockade is not limited to economic, commercial, and financial issues, but involves comprehensive colonial aggression against the identity and culture of the nation, he said. Díaz-Canel criticized the manipulations and the lies to discredit Cuba's achievements in health, human rights, religious freedoms, and culture. Fabricated incidents introduce doubt about the revolution and create scandals in the media. Cuban artists have often been attacked, the president noted, when they perform in other countries and their work is distorted. However, pseudo-artists, people without work or links to any institution of Cuban culture, are defended, sometimes passionately. In the president's opinion, the work of the revolution has been portrayed with excellent taste in various artists' expressions. He invited a careful analysis of each new attack to avoid response that lacked support. I always preferred, he said, to first defend the revolution and then, if the revolution is wrong, I criticize it, or we criticize each other, but we first defend it, said Díaz-Canel amidst applause. Because I am aware that we are being attacked and the revolution has to defend itself, and one has to defend what gives you essence, said the president, who considered any interference or attack against the patriotic symbols of Cuba or any country inadmissible.
The Cuban Ministry of Public Health confirmed on Wednesday the presence of the coronavirus COVID-19 in the country. A press release, read Cuban evening television newscast, said that as a result of the surveillance program implemented in the country, authorities have been identifying and hospitalizing suspect cases of the disease. The release added that on Tuesday, four Italian tourists were identified with respiratory symptoms. As soon as the symptoms were detected, the four were transferred to the Pedro Cori Tropical Medicine Institute, IPK, in Havana. On Wednesday, March 11, the IPK National Laboratory reported that three of the four tourists had tested positive to the new coronavirus. The tourists were guests at a hotel or hostel located in the city of Trinidad in the central province of Santi Spiritus. They had arrived in Cuba last Monday through Havana's Jose Marti International Airport and they continued the same day to Trinidad. The ministry added that surveillance and control procedures are being followed with the persons that the tourists contacted, who, as of Wednesday, presented no symptoms of the diseases. The release concluded stating that the three confirmed cases are in favorable conditions and that none of them, till now, has risks for their lives.
Under pressure to act, President Donald Trump has suspended all travel from Europe to the United States for 30 days starting on Friday in order to fight the coronavirus. Reuters news agency reported that the travel restrictions did not apply to the United Kingdom. Trump did not provide a list of countries but said simply the restrictions applied to all of Europe. The president, who faces re-election in November, took the dramatic step in somber Oval Office speech as he battled to address the health and economic shocks to Americans as he responds to mounting criticism that he's underplayed the threat of the coronavirus crisis. we are marshalling the full power of the federal government and the private sector to protect the American people, he said. This is the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. As the U.S. stock market took another hit from the virus on Wednesday, Trump said he would take emergency actions to provide financial relief for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others who are sick.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on Wednesday described the United States as the leading human rights violator on the planet and rejected a recent report by that country against China, Iran, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba. The document presented on Wednesday by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo mentioned all these countries which opposed U.S. hegemonic policies. The U.S. doesn't care about human rights in Cuba. Its policy is about doing away with the means of subsistence of 11 million Cubans to impose a government that responds to its interests. Despite the blockade, we will uphold our commitment to promote and protect all human rights for all, the Cuban foreign minister wrote on Twitter. He also noted that despite the blockade, the island would continue to be committed to the promotion and protection of all human rights. The minister denounced that the report presented by Pompeo lacks credibility and ignores, once again, the atrocious human rights violations in the world to attack for political purposes governments that do not submit to their designs and who defend their peoples.
We're listening to Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast for today. And back to the news desk with Susan Nieves and Mike Hudson.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom has reported that the outbreak has been defined as a pandemic following high levels of transmission of the new coronavirus. At a press conference on Wednesday, Dr. Tedros reported that the number of cases of COVID-19 in the last 2 weeks had increased 13-fold outside China, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, with more than 118,000 cases in 114 countries and 4,291 people killed. WHO has been assessing the outbreak around the clock. We're deeply concerned by the alarming levels of spread and severity and by the alarming levels of inaction. We have therefore assessed that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic, he said. Dr. Tedros added that in the days and weeks ahead, the world can expect the number of cases, deaths, and affected countries to climb even higher. And he stressed that this is the first time a pandemic is caused by a coronavirus. Pandemic is not a word to use lightly or carelessly. It is a word that, if misused, could cause unreasonable fear or unwarranted acceptance that the fight is over, leading to unnecessary suffering and death, he noted. The top executive of the international organization pointed out that describing the situation as a pandemic does not change WHO's assessments of the threat posed by the coronavirus, nor it changes what WHO is doing. Apart from China, most cases were detected in Italy, Iran, and South Korea. Among the European countries, France, Spain, and Germany also have registered hundreds of cases. In Latin America, there are 34 confirmed cases in Brazil, 19 in Argentina, 17 in Chile and Ecuador, 11 in Peru, 9 in Costa Rica, 8 in Panama, 7 in Mexico, 1 in the Dominican Republic, 1 in Paraguay, in addition to 9 in Colombia. The WHO director also indicated that the methods used by some nations to stop the spread of the disease could be adapted in other states. Several countries have demonstrated that this virus can be surpassed and controlled, WHO Director General said.
The Jamaican government has asked Cuba for about 100 nurses to help the local intensive care units treat the most serious cases of COVID-19. reported the local newspaper Jamaica Observer in Kingston, the capital of the Caribbean island. Health and Welfare Minister Christopher Tufton said he was exploring with Cuban representatives the possibility of having a contingent to contribute to the national effort in the presence of the disease. Without announcing when the Cuban nurses would arrive on Jamaican soil, the health minister described the 100 nurses from Cuba as a substantial number to fill the gap in intensive care centers, says the Cuban National News Agency. Jamaica confirmed on Tuesday the first patient infected with the strain of the new coronavirus, which arrived on the island on March 4 from the United Kingdom. The government confirmed the availability of $7 billion in contingency funds to combat the threat of the virus. According to the health minister, so far, 4 quarantine facilities have been identified with plans to add more, and public hospitals are in the final stages of upgrading their isolation centers. At present, more than 300 Cuban health professionals under the bilateral technical cooperation agreement provide their services in hospital institutions located throughout Jamaica. At the end of February, a group of 38 Cuban aid workers, made up of doctors, nurses, and biomedical engineers, joined the medical brigade to contribute to the well-being and health of the Jamaican people.
And once again, our headlines for today.
Díaz-Canel denounces campaign to discredit the Cuban revolution.
Cuban announces first cases of COVID-19.
Trump suspends all travel from Europe to the U.S. to fight coronavirus, UK exempted.
Cuban foreign minister says the U.S. is the main violator of human rights.